coming up.
Let's talk about all the sick things that you've been doing lately and why we're so proud of you. And then we'll talk about boot camp and then we'll talk about the retreat.
Okay. And everybody's just been growing so much. I mean, Kimmy, you've been around Mile for a while, but like, how have you felt like business boot camp has gone for you? And what were you expecting when I told you I'm doing this business boot camp? How are you feeling about the retreat?
I'm excited. I'm always down for a good beach. I've never been to the Dominican Republic, but love. What is your vision and like, what is your goals for the retreat too?
I want people to come out with such like a self-love that it over anybody who's service-based. So it doesn't have to be that you're just a myofunctional therapist and that's, you know, what you do, but you can be. It goes across the board. Whatever it is that you want to do, if you want to become a consultant, if you want to become a coach, if you...
We want to invite you to the first annual Munch Bunch Wellness and Rejuvenation Retreat in the Dominican Republic, November 9th through the 12th, 2023. It will be an all-inclusive retreat meant to refuel you, give you a chance to rest, relax, and network with others in our Munch Bunch family. We will also be talking about ways to get out of your own way so you can live your dreams, build your business, and do what you need to do. So check it out. The link is in the description, and the dates are November 9th through the 12th.
Hi, friends. Hi, everyone out there. Happy Munch Bunch Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Yeah, it has to be Wednesday, right? I was traveling, and like, honestly, traveling in my youth like was way more vibey than...
As a youth.
But actually, on my way back home, I flew through, well, actually, every part of my trip reminded me of you. So I flew through Phoenix on my way to New Orleans.
Nice.
I was like, no, last time I was in Phoenix, it was with Kimmy. And then I flew through Denver on the way back.
Aww.
And yes, and also reminded me of like, Denver's my favorite city. Denver, Maine. Megan, she's a whole different vibe, and I love her. And she's also in her mid 20s, so like that's probably why she's a different vibe. But I love her, and I miss her. And the stories I could tell are not appropriate for this Instagram live. So, yeah. Anyways,
so true.
Anyways, one time I saw Zach Brown Band in the Mile High seats at Coors Field.
Oh, and then Zach Brown is full circle too, because we saw Zach Brown together in Portland last.
Last October, and Koi, the guitarist, was on our podcast. So I mean, truly, we're so interconnected that it's just amazing recently. So, all right, what do we want to talk about first? Boot camp.
Okay, let's talk about all the sick things that you've been doing lately, and why we're so proud of you. And then we'll talk about boot camp, and then we'll talk about the retreat.
Okay. So, earlier this year, if you guys follow me on the gram at all, my personal, I think it was mostly on, but I went up to Toronto. I have a business coach. He's amazing. Shout out to Curran. And I have had this dream in my head since Isabel was like just born, maybe 6 months, like of how hard postpartum was. And actually, I love that both Sadie and Kimmy are here because they were two of the most supportive people during my postpartum journey that I could ever possibly ask for. So thank you both, and I love you so much. But it was so hard. It was so hard to balance it all. It was so hard to run businesses. It was so hard to be a new mom. It was so hard not to drown in mom guilt of like, well, I need to work. Well, I need to be with my baby. Well, I need to do all the things. And I just felt like by the time that Isabel turned one, I didn't even really know who I was, right? I was just like so maxed out. Nothing felt like it was in like alignment with what I wanted and what I was doing. And I just wish I could have redone her whole first year all over again, right? And so I took a step back from the business I was a part of, and I relaunched my business and rebuilt it up to six figures pretty quickly within like, I don't think it for 6 months that I rebuilt it back up. I know it was awesome, but it was because my like head and my heart space were like cleared of a lot of things, and so then I was able to just focus on that piece, right? So at that point, then I was like, man, this was so hard, and this was so hard to do, even though I had different types of support, right? I had such good support from you. I had such good support from Sani. I had such good support from my girlfriends, my family. My mom is a saint. My sisters are so helpful with Isabel.
Your mom is like a godsend too. She's amazing.
She's a saint. I could swear on Instagram, I would, about how mother effing great she was. So, you know, I couldn't survive without all of them, and I'm grateful I had them. But I didn't really have the business mentor I needed, right? And I didn't. Not everybody gets, so like Sani gets the mom side of things, right? And now that she's my operations manager, she obviously gets a lot of the business stuff too. And like you understood the business side of things, so like with your powers combined, right, you guys understood everything I was going through. But not all moms get to have that, right? And have that safe space to be like, man, motherhood's super hard, man, business entrepreneurship super hard. Mm-hmm. They're both hard. How do I do them both well? And so I found my new business coach. And I told him when I met him, I'm like, I have this dream, but I don't quite know what it is yet. Like, this is where I know I want it to be, but mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. So I went to Toronto in May. I spent like 3 days just brainstorming, masterminding, and figuring this out. And I was like, I want to help moms be solopreneurs. I want to help them grow six-figure businesses. Mm-hmm. I want to help them have the freedom to do what they need for their family and have mm-hmm. the freedom financially to do what they need to do for themselves. And so that's kind of how Not Just a Mom was born. It's for, you know, moms who want to be badasses in business and be still kick-ass moms. And so I was like, okay, now how do I do this? How do we build that? And that's where Business Bootcamp came into play. And it's been so fun to have you guys as a part of this boot camp. We have 13 boot campers. Actually, it might be 12. I think I might be number 13, like, actually. So I think we have 12
personality over here.
Me to me. Yeah. And everybody's just been growing so much. I mean, Kimmy, you've been around Mayo for a while, but like, mm-hmm. how have you felt like business boot camp has gone for you? And what were you expecting when I told you I'm doing this business boot camp?
TBH, I thought it'd be like a lot of those free business boot camps on like a Facebook group that kind of just fall off the map at some point, and it's a lot of talking about feelings but not actual steps. And then a lot of the ones that I've like joined online just kind of like died off, and you're like, is it gonna finish? Like, where is it? You know, so that's kind of like my experience with doing a business boot camp. And then like a lot of the courses I've taken, it's like how to set up your Mayo business, and it's like pathetics fill, like it's not actually helpful. It's so confusing. And then I don't know. So this was really, really helpful. I feel like you gave a lot of actionable steps and then baby bite-sized pieces. So that's my experience.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, my promise to you guys was like that it would feel like you're living in my house and that you would know what I do every day, and that like so much of the how we actually grow our businesses, not just what to do, but actually how to do it. Like like I said, when we came up with the sales gauntlet that you guys are in right now. That was a wild idea. It was, okay, if I needed to go make $10,000 for the month of September, what would I do? Right? And so I wrote out every single step, every single day, 28 days of what would I do if I needed to go out, restart my business, and make $10,000. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to hold back any secrets from you guys, because here's the thing, right? Like, you're in Oregon right now, but we also have two other boot campers who are local to Portland with me, and them being successful in business boot camp hasn't negatively impacted my business at all. Mm-hmm. It just hasn't. So like our patients are still flowing in. We're still having a great time. Like we're just growing the Portland community all together, right? And people are going to take us more seriously. You guys being successful and you guys having successful, five figure month businesses, 10, six figure month business, whatever. Honestly, let me step back. One of the biggest things that I think is important to say is not all of our goals for business have to match. You and I have had that conversation multiple times. Number one rule of boot camp is that we don't compare ourselves to what anybody else is doing. Your goals are your goals, and we're going to help you reach your goals. My goals are my goals, and I know my whys of where I want to make a certain amount of money. You don't have to have the same whys as me, right? My story and your story are different, and they're equally beautiful, right? So it doesn't matter if I want to make $1 million a year and, Susie and boot camp wants to just bring on 5 new patients a month and, make $10,000 to $12,000, and that's where she's at. And that's beautiful, and it creates the perfect life for her, right? My whys are huge, and if you're in business boot camp, you get to hear my whole story. You get to hear all my whys. You get to know why I want to make as much money as I want to make. So I won't take up your time today because I share my whole story. The good, bad, and the ugly. Everybody knows everything about my life. And just be able to really be successful, right? So we talk about the foundation, right? We talk about foundation, referrals, selling treatment, how to handle sales objections, right? And then we get into the mindset stuff, right? Because if you have to believe that you're worth earning the amount of money that you want to earn in order to earn it. And you really have to move past some of those limiting beliefs in order to feel firm in your pricing and firm what you deserve and be that type of person. And it's hard to get there, right? And then we talk about how to scale it and grow it and marketing and how to really create a strong referral stream, upstream, downstream, building your website so it really makes sense for people to come find you. We've got bonus calls with Sainey helping with Canva design for anybody who feels Canva challenged. And then we've got my friend Bree who's going to come on who does Instagram business coaching and showing you how to run an Instagram business. So you name it, we cover it, right? And then of course, if you want more help, you can join in on the one-on-one coaching, which is a different program. And those are kind of the one-on-one coaching is really for a lot of people who are really ready to take their businesses to 10, 15, 20, $30,000 a month. And we do a lot of one-on-one coaching there as well. So that's business boot camp. And what's cool about business boot camp, besides the fact that it is affordable, is that if you're in business boot camp, you also get a di discounted ticket to the Munch Bunch retreat in November. So we have boot campers who are all coming to Munch Bunch and they're ready to take that business mastermind and just like turn it the F up. Like they're so pumped. And I'm even more pumped for the retreat than I was before. I don't know how you're feeling about it, but the vibe and the energy of everybody going to the retreat is like gonna be nuts. And the girls who can't go because their son's like football state championships or that same weekend or whatever it is, like they have the worst FOMO, and that's okay. We'll host another one. And then the FOMO won't be real, you know? So how are you feeling about the retreat?
I'm excited. I'm always down for a good beach. I've never been to the Dominican Republic, but love bachata. I love the sun. I love the beach. I love the Caribbean. I love you. I love the boot camp girls. I love other dentists and myofunctional therapists, occupational therapists, SLPs. That's my vibe. So I'm really excited about that. And I just want to make it just like 3 days to be loved on and to love on yourself. That's kind of the vibe that I want to bring to the retreat. But what is your vision and like what is your goals for the retreat too?
I want people to come out with such like a self-love that it overflows into like a love for their business. and just having so much clarity of how they're going to move forward that they're just going to be so excited to implement it. Because really, people ask me a lot, like, how are you doing this stuff? This is crazy. And I'm like, the gap between idea and implementation for me is zero. It is this big. If I have an idea, it's going to take me this long to implement it. Like, idea to implementation for me is, I have an idea and I'm going to do it. And it can be messy. We can figure it out as we go. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be perfect. It can like evolve and grow. But I'm not afraid to put something out there and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want people leaving not being afraid.
Mm-hmm. So true. And I think that's such a big part of when you go from clinical to making your own business. Mm-hmm. Like, as you know, and maybe other people out there know, like, I've made huge, scary leaps in my life in the last year and a half. Never wanted to get married. So scared to get married. I got married.
How could you not want to marry Andy, though? How could Andy not want to marry you, though? Obviously, he did.
He's amazing. But, and then, like, selling my house, my little condo, and then packing around my stuff and doing virtual, and all those things were very, very scary. But I felt the fear, did it anyway, and now I get to reap the benefits. So that's been huge for me, but so much of it is mindset, and I still struggle all the time, because our shadow is like layers. You have to peel back all these different layers, and you work through one limiting belief and you're like, oh, I just slayed that limiting belief, but guess what, there's another layer to it. So even if you feel like, oh no, I don't have a lot to work on, I feel great, there's always something else, and there's some other way that you can learn to love yourself and to understand yourself more, because sometimes that's the holdup. Like, we are usually our own worst enemy.
We want to introduce the Spot for Tots course, a parent's guide for toddlers ages 2 to 5 for Mini Mayo. We have Megan and Kimmy going over nasal hygiene, myofunctional exercises, breathing exercises, tongue tie healing protocols, and then we have Jenny June going over sleep hygiene, and Kelsey Baker going over feeding therapy and body work. The course is $297, and the link will be in the description.
I will tell you, every single person in boot camp has told me at some point that they're their own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, same. So have I. Like, right? Like, I've been in dysfunctional relationships because I didn't think I deserved function, right? And there's so many, like, again, layers to that. If I share it all in boot camps, I'm not going to share it in this moment. But, and the thing about boot camp too, it's really for anybody who's like service-based. So like, we have an occupational therapist in boot camp, and we've, you know, and she's growing her business like crazy. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of her. It's anybody who's service-based. So it doesn't have to be that you're just a myofunctional therapist and that's, you know, what you do, but you can be. It goes across the board. Whatever it is that you want to do, if you want to become a consultant, if you want to become a coach, if you want to grow your myo business, if you have a speech background, you want to grow your myo business, if you have an occupational therapy business, right? Anything where you want to grow and scale a business, like, honestly, you could own a gym and do gym classes and you could benefit from business boot camp. It's really about being able to grow and scale your business in the way that you want to, with a really solid foundation and a belief that you can, and a belief that you're able, and a belief that it's going to happen for you, right? Like, there is nothing like super special about me. I'm like a middle child from like one of the safest towns in, you know, the U.S. in Oregon, right? I think Sherwood ranks like number 19 or something like crazy as far as like safest cities. Like, I didn't grow up wealthy. My family's not wealthy. Part of my story of why I want to make a shit ton of money is because I would like to like retire my mom, because my dad had a traumatic brain injury, and I just want to retire her and just pay for her to just not have to work anymore. So like, I didn't come from any of those backgrounds, right? Like, it doesn't really neither one of my parents own businesses. And so it doesn't really necessarily, my degrees in associate's degree in dental hygiene, right? Like, mm-hmm. You don't even have a bachelor's. But yet, you know, I've been able to do these things, and why have I been able to do these things? And me keeping it a secret for myself doesn't really help anybody else. And my whole personality is like, if you know the Enneagram, I'm a two. I want to help other people. That's what I want to do with my life, is help other people. I helped other people in dental hygiene. I helped other people in my myofunctional therapy practice. Now I'm helping other people grow their businesses. I'm still helping people in myo too, but like, I found a way to expand my reach of how to help people. And that's what I want to do. That's who I want to be.
I also believe that like we're the most successful when our soul is in alignment, when our passion and our soul alignment comes together, then things tend to be more successful. But then the other part of it is like, if you're always second guessing yourself and that voice in your head is just saying all the mean things and just tearing yourself down constantly, it's really hard to make those steps. Especially like with hygiene, it's like leaving hygiene, it feels like claws come out. No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
I had a beautiful exit. And again, it's just because it was meant to be, but the doctor I was working for was retiring. I was already feeling like maxed to the brim. I just didn't want to leave him hanging. And he was like, I was kind of waiting for a sign from the universe. And he was like, this is your sign. We love you. Go have a great career. And I'm like, but like any office before that, like also, if you know my story, you know, I was fired on more than one occasion for being a functional therapist. Again, I'm not special. I'm fired from like three dental offices. So after being the best dental hygienist they ever had. So it's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a thing. Gosh, what else is there? We have three spots. We've opened up a couple spots for the retreat because we kept saying we have three spots left and then they got full. And I'm like, oh crap, maybe we should open a couple more. I think at most we can take five more people. So if that feels like it's you, like, don't hesitate. Don't do it. Don't hesitate. Come with us. We're gonna have a great time. We can talk costs. We have financing. We have payment plans. Don't let that stop you from getting there. Don't let money stop you from getting there, because we will help you figure out the money. The value you're gonna receive is gonna pay for it in tenfold.
And then Megan, for people who maybe don't know what we have going on, what is the retreat? What's our theme? What are we going to do? Like, let's break it down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And before we do, I am hosting a webinar tonight. That's like an intro for Business Bootcamp. It's totally free. You don't have to sign up for Business Bootcamp if you come on it, but you can join the webinar live. It's my secret to sales. It's my four-step approach to getting more patients to say yes. So if you want to join that, DMS will get you the link. Anybody who's registered will still get a replay of that. So let us know. We'll get you set up. You still have like an hour and a half to to get on for that. But email us, let us know, or DM us. And then the Munch Bunch Retreat is like a business mastermind and burnout recovery event. So you're going to gain clarity in your business, and we're going to clear out your head. You get so much clarity in who you are and what you do and who you serve and how to grow your business. And it's we don't take good enough care of ourselves, especially when we're business owners, and it's grind, but it's so hard to work on the business when you're in the business. It can be so hard for me working from home to grow my business when I have like my daughter's toys everywhere, the dishes need to be done, I still have some organization to do, right? Like, to where I can't clear my head enough to really grow my business to the next level. So I have to leave my environment, right? Like the 2.5 days I spent in Toronto growing my business and like working with my coach was like 6 months of work in 2.5 days. And so that's really, we want to provide that safe space to be able to do that. And it's not going to be work the whole time. We're going to have probably more fun than we're going to work. but that's the point, right? Like leaving the responsibilities and really centering yourself to take it to the next level.
Yes. And a lot of relaxation time so you can connect to your spirit, connect to who you are, connect to Megan, connect to Kim. and connect to yourself, and just a time to like really just refresh your soul. So excited. It's going to be a good mixture of business meets mindset meets love for yourself meets spirit. Like, it's just gonna, and then relaxation and beach time. It's gonna be epic.
Yeah,
And
you're
you're
gonna
gonna
get
get
time to yourself. Like, it's not just gonna be, and then you have no time to yourself. Like, you're gonna get some time to yourself. You won't leave sick of us, we promise.
And it's an all-inclusive resort, so there will be margaritas and palomas and whatever you like.
Daiquiris, right? We're going down to the Dominican. Yeah, and you don't have to worry about feeding yourself. You don't have to make any food. You don't have to make any drinks. Like, you literally can just be served upon for days, for 3 days, and it'll be beautiful and we'll love it. So, my friend, I cannot wait.
Me too. Coming up on 2 months. And also, excuses. You can get a babysitter. You can cash in on some babysitting from your mom, your sisters, your in-laws, your friends, whoever. You can get a babysitter. There are payment plan and options, finance options. You are not a
Be staying
selfish.
with Jeremy.
Yep. You are not a selfish person for going on a retreat by yourself without your family. In fact, we encourage it.
Am a single mom. I am Isabel's only parent. I am a single mom, her only parent. She does not have another parent, and it's good for both of us. It's empowering her to know that she's safe with other people when I'm not here. And that she is strong and solid. And so when she goes to preschool, she's gonna know. When she goes to, when she goes to kindergarten, right? She's gonna transition well because she is empowered by those things. And so it's also good for me, refresh, come back as a better mom, and take that opportunity for myself. So yeah. That's all I have to say about that one.
And then, what other excuses can you think of, Meg?
I mean, I think cost, the right time. You want to check in with your partner. Does your partner want you to be successful in your business? Do they know what's going on? Are they your number one fan? Are they rooting you on? Do they really want to stop you from taking it to the next level? It's not the right time. You've been dealing with this for how long? How long have you been wanting to grow your business? How long have you been wanting to take it to the next level? If you don't do anything for the next 6 months, is anything really going to change, right? I think those are the big ones, right? Let me think about it. At this point, it's, again, you get just to get stuck in that cycle, right? What are we thinking about? Because the reality is, we get off this live, you watch this, and you go, and you, right? Your kids need you, your husband needs you, you have to go do patients, you're going to, make dinner, do this, do that. So, like, when are you really, like, unless you're going to go into like the woods and meditate, right? When are you really going to truly think about coming to the retreat or think about doing this? You can hop on a call with us and we'll talk you through everything. Like, we're your best source. We're your best source to answer any questions, address any doubts, help you vision plan for it. So, what is there to really truly think about, right? So I think those are the kind of the four or five biggest objections that we hear. And I think we slashed them all, don't you?
Yeah. And let it be known that I am the queen of let me think about it. I am so guilty of that. It comes from anxiety, but sometimes you just gotta listen to that little tug, tug, tug in your gut and just jump. Just do it.
Yep.
Just do
So we'll see you in business boot camp. We'll see you in the Dominican Republic.
it.
We've got, like I said, business boot camp's got like a free webinar tonight. If you want to join, please join the webinar. Again, if you can't join, at least Curran's here. I've already given you a shout out, Curran, but he said, let me think about it and go into the woods, said no one ever. no one's doing that. No one's doing that. But yeah, if you can hop on to the webinar tonight, great. Register, shoot me a DM. We'll get you registered. If you can't hop on but you want the replay, still shoot me a DM with your email so we can get you the replay. And then we'll see you guys in Business Bootcamp. We'll see you in the Dominican Republic for the retreat. And, then we'll see you on the Munch Bunch podcast.
Yep. See you on the Munch Bunch. Episodes drop on Mondays. If you are not, oh yeah, let me make a decision because Mercury is in retrograde. I have literally had a patient tell me that about signing up for Mayo. And I was just like, word. Okay. Let me know when it's over.
My question is, when is Mercury not in retrograde?
I'm like, I gotta study my astrology.
I would love to know when is Mercury not in retrograde. So that would be funny. Yeah, if anybody tells us about Mercury being in retrograde, I'm gonna tell you about the super moon that's happening right now, and and how that actually like retroactively crosses off Mercury being in retrograde. So they like even each other out. So like, we'll just book your room for you.
It's your sign. The super moon is your sign.
It's a super sign that you should be coming with us. Yes. And we actually talked to your shaman earlier. They like knew in their heart of hearts that you really wanted to do this. So like, they already said yes. So the only person really truly is you saying no. So again, actually during this conversation, already booked your room for you.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Say no, Judy.
We'll catch you on Megan's Bootcamp, the Munch Bunch Retreat in Dominican Republic, November 9th to the 12th. It's over a weekend. We made it as convenient as possible. And the Munch Bunch podcast. All right. We are signing off. This is Kimmy with my mouth muscle memory and Megan with Northwest Myofunctional Therapy and Not Just a Mom.
All right. Bye, guys.
We have a special offer for our Munch Bunch listeners. To book a virtual consult with Megan, she's offering a discount of $25 off. Just email her, Megan, at nwmyofunctionaltherapy.com or through her website, www.orofacial-myology.com. To book a virtual consult with Kimmy for the $25 off, email her, mouthmusclememory@outlook.com or through the website, www.mouthmusclememory.com.